Blog Talk
Here
Radio.
We go.
Yay! Good afternoon and welcome to Angel Antics and Trinity Heart Healers. We are so, so happy that you are here today with myself, Eileen Powers, with Deborah Tassi, and DC Love. We are thrilled to have you here today. Energies have been very exciting here lately, a lot happening. I was really expecting a lot to happen at the 1st of January, but it seemed there was some just things that needed to be cleared out. But I'll tell you what, by the beginning of February, things sure do seem to be moving fast this year again. So I want to bring on and welcome my co-host, Deborah and DC. Hi, ladies. Are you there?
Hi,
we are.
Yep.
Wonderful. DC, would you like to tell everybody just a little about yourself today?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I will tell everybody a little bit about me, but today has been a crazy day, Eileen. I've had my little grandson from the morning up until supper time. Such a joyous, oh, my gosh, joyous pleasure just to have him. And he had a little experience the other night. He's very afraid of strangers. And his mom and dad went to the gym to work out. They have a little daycare. And he screamed, and they had to come and get him. He was turning blue. He was screaming so hard. So we took him out to dinner today. Yeah, we took him out to dinner today. And the waitress said, "Do you want to come with me?" He opened his hands wide. He went off with the waitress. He met the entire staff at the restaurant. He came back with a milkshake and balloons.
Oh, my God.
I was like a little
that
bit.
Really...
I was a little bit like, the story that I heard the other night just doesn't, like, there's something going on here. But he loved this girl, and he went off with her. He had his first date, I guess, you know?
Yeah,
so
well, really warmed him up to strangers.
Yes, I think, you know, being a parent is one of my biggest titles that I am so, so proud of. But besides being a grandmother, I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master, and teacher. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And, you know, as everyone knows, I am a radio host. But I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then, as we know, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She's threatened me, and we've been basically together ever since. But the really cool thing about my connection with Joan, she left this door open, and others have walked through it. And it's given me the ability to really connect with so many different kinds of energy, you know, and divine source. And I think it helps me when I work with clients. But prior to doing this beautiful work that I can't imagine not ever doing, I did have a background in law enforcement. I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is really what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So that's a little bit more about DC love.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thanks. And Deborah, could you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be back on the show. Thanks, Eileen and DC. I really have a great time doing this. So I'm Deborah Tassi. I'm a medical medium, an intuitive Reiki master, and I'm also an esthetician. So I just hang out with these guys and have a whole bunch of fun. And I've met Jackson, and he is just too fun. He is the cutest baby I've ever seen.
Yeah, isn't he? I don't know if that's in person, but he sure is darling.
Oh, my gosh, that smile lights up the room. I mean, oh, my gosh, he's just so cute.
Yeah. Oh, well,
yes, I'm just
very cute.
Yeah.
Well, we are thrilled that you work with us, Deborah. And just
thank
so that everybody
you.
Knows, Deborah doesn't always hang out at the end of the show. But what we do is she's coming on with us to create three energies, and that is that all three of us are Reiki masters. And we bring our energies in together at the beginning of each and every show now, And, you know, we just want to send love, light, prayers, and healing to anyone that is open to receive. And so just know that that's what we're, you know, we're doing at the beginning of our shows now is we allow you to set your intention for whatever it is that you would like healed that day. It can even be a list of things if you know, not everybody has just one thing they want to focus on, but sometimes we have many. And so you're more than welcome to set that intention for as many things as you need healing in this day today for yourself. And so with that said, I believe DC has a meditation for us that will help, you know, prepare us all to open our hearts. And while she's doing that, Deborah and I will start sending energy and love. And I know DC sends while she is, even when she's doing the meditation. And so that know that you all will be receiving any energy from the divine as we help send it to you. All right, ladies?
Sounds good.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Thank you so much, Eileen.
Right.
At this time, I want to join hands in spirit with my beautiful soul sisters, Eileen and Deborah. Blessed beloved ones, we, your angels, are here with the Trinity Heart Healers to help you release all of your concerns, whether physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. Please be willing to surrender every problem and situation to God and the angels. In return, for resolutions and peace. You are now given a pen and paper to write down everything that has been on your mind. But first, relax and take a few deep breaths. This will help you to connect with your consciousness. Focus on your heart chakra, which is located in the center of your chest. Now place your hands over your heart and feel the love that is within you as it begins to surround you. Allow it to keep going outward from you to everyone. Compassion and joy begin to emanate from you, as well as love and light. You sense a calmness that comes over you, and you set your intentions before you begin to write down everything that has been weighing heavily upon your mind. You take your hands down now from your heart, and you pick up your pen, and you begin to contemplate what you're going to write. It could be health concerns, challenges you are going through, relationship issues, career concerns, family problems, senses of lack, and anything that is really causing a concern or bringing negativity and stress into your life. Everything is now listed upon your paper. You notice your angels draw near. These beautiful celestial beings begin to surround you. They're here to give you the support you've been needing. Beside you are your guardian angels. Everyone has them. They are constantly with you throughout your earthly journey. Behind you, you notice Archangel Raphael and Michael and many, many other archangels who are very powerful. If you're in need of immediate assistance, please call on these powerful angels and they'll be right by your side. Next, the healing angels come in and they stand at your sides as well. Also, if there's any special angel that you have a connection with, they will be there as well. They are so happy to assist you today and any time that you need help with any area of your life. All they ask is that you show gratitude. A simple thank you will do. As you notice your list is complete, you look it over once more. Anxiety and stress begin to fade away. Tension and pain lift. All the fear that has been holding you back, as well as negative thinking patterns, are fading away. All physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual issues you're having, they begin to heal. And any worry or guilt are completely gone. Love, inner peace, and positivity remain. The angels place a beautiful golden box before you. You put your list of concerns in this box, and you watch as the angels fly away to heaven. You are now inspired to change your life. And you are so filled with love and compassion. The connection with your angels today has been so powerful and uplifting, as well as insightful and even magical. God has answered all of your questions and your prayers. And he reminds us to ask ourselves, with any situation, what would love do? Because love is always the answer. Allow love to begin with you and to continue to everyone until the whole planet is healed. You feel renewed in your body, mind, and soul. You are now centered in your heart space, knowing all is well. You have released all that no longer serves you. You know that your angels are near and that you can call upon them whenever you need them. There is no limit on how much they can help you. They remind you that you create the life you live, so why not create the one that you love? Everything you need is within you. You are now able to live in the moment, experiencing all the good that life has to offer. You thank God, the angels, and the Trinity Heart Healers for the love and healing that has taken place. God, the angels, Eileen, Deborah, and DC will be nearby to offer loving support whenever you need them. And God reminds us, we are not here to make a living. We are here to make a life, and our main purpose is to be happy. And that's the little meditation that I was guided to channel.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, DC.
That was beautiful,
that.
DC. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And a little bit about myself real quick. I, too, am an angel intuitive. I am a spiritual consultant. I've counseled a few people on really teaching them how to connect with the light, how to find the light, and most of them really already have been working with it. They just didn't recognize that that's what they're doing. So sometimes what I'm doing most of all is bringing you to a place of your own awareness. All three of us do Reiki classes, so just know that. All three of us are teachers, and the power of three is very important to each and every one of us, and so that's why the three of us join together in light and love and prayers to help bring you, you know, divine messages and moreover, you know, like we said at the beginning of this show, really Trinity Heart Healers. We give you healing through our heart, and we hold this in the three of us because we know when two or more are gathered, you know, it really makes things happen in His name. And so we are, that's why we gather each week to try to send a little healing to each and every one of you. The one thing I wanted to share with you today is actually from Matthew 5. And what I wanted to tell you is that you are the light of the world. Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds, and that you glorify, that you are glorified in the Heavenly Father. So know that each and every one of us can do all that DC, myself, and Deborah are doing. And that's one of the reasons why we're here, is to help you connect to that divine light, that spiritual heart space, that divine place that we each all know in the secrets of our soul. And so that's what we're here for today. We're also here to bring you a few messages from your loved ones and consult with them and see what they have for you today. So with that said, we do have a long list of callers, so we're going to have to really limit you each to just really one question or just general messages today. And so for that said, I am going to search through here and try to see who's been on the line the longest. And I'm going to take them first. Now, I do get mixed up. I do get mixed up in my list, but I do try. And so my first caller today is from the 856 area code. 856,
hello.
Welcome to Angel Antics, and who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Gabriella.
Gabriella, welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for
Thank
us
you.
Today?
Well, I guess it could be general, because I'm in Cambodia. Like, I went on a solo trip, and it's been, like, growing pains here. So I'm just, like, I just want to know, like, what people around me are thinking, any messages for me. Because I do have a little slight feeling that I may be pregnant or that I did something that I shouldn't have done to, like, up my chances of being pregnant. So I just want to know if they have anything to say to me.
Okay. Well, let's see what we've got.
Hi, Gabriella. This is DC.
Hi, DC. How are you?
Good, honey. I did not, when you said you were pregnant, I didn't get that right away. So just wait on that, you know, and see what happens.
Okay.
Because the angels really did not give
me. I was saying that, like, maybe, like, there's possibility a little bit further, like, when I know, like, probably like a month or two from now is when I would know. But I'm, like, a little worried about that.
Okay, I mean, like, you know, right now as we're connecting, I don't see any pregnancy. But the angels are saying, Gabriella, you've got to watch, because I'm getting that you sort of have a tendency to be, like, a little critical of yourself. So you've got to watch for that. Okay? Self-critical. I mean, just please watch for that. Okay? I'm also getting,
okay.
This is a beautiful time for you. It's a beautiful time of new beginnings. You're basically, you know, you're starting this beautiful, beautiful life, and you are finding your purpose, okay? I mean, each day that you've lived has really led you to this beautiful moment. So now take a little time, see how far you've come, and maybe make the changes that you feel that you need to make, because you are going in a different direction, okay? If you need help from the angels looking over, you know, what you've done so far, we can call in Archangel Jeremiah, and he'll help you to look over the past, but not to do it with a, you know, where you're judging yourself, you're just, you know, you're just blessing it for the power to inform you, okay? You're going to take up that new destination with joy and confidence. Any kind of, you know, any kind of things that you're waiting for an outcome on, they're going to turn out in your favor, okay? And there's going to be a lot of clarity around you, okay? So this is sort of like a, just like a little time where you're just going to pause and reflect, okay? Everything works out well for you. I see your finances getting better. You're moving forward. There's going to be success. And I also see that, you know, that your monetary issues are going to be resolved as well. I'm also feeling that you might want to either take a class or maybe go back to school. I don't know if you're maybe thinking about, you know, going in a different direction with a job or career. But like I said, everything seems to turn out very well for you here. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, there's going to be a lot of motivation around to help you to really, really focus on your long-term goals and succeed, okay? But I'm getting, oh, my goodness, there's so much to learn. There's so many books around you. So I'm not sure if you planned on it, but don't be surprised if you end up, you know, connecting, whether it's a class or a full course or a degree. I'm getting that you're finally going to think, oh, my goodness, something just makes sense, and, you know, you're not procrastinating. It helps you to see things clearly. You embrace your whole entire situation. You may even start to think, my goodness, what I believed in before, it really doesn't resonate with me. So you might have an entire new belief system as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, you know, change is something that, you know, that you have to, you know, really, like, look forward to, because change is inevitable, and it's the only thing that we can count on. So with the change that's coming for you, please embrace it. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be liberating. You're going to have this beautiful awakening. There's going to also be some unexpected transformations, as well as life experiences. It's going to be amazing. And that's what I have for you. I hope that resonated. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Thank you so much.
You're
all
welcome.
Right.
God bless.
Thank you, DC. I was actually rumbling around here looking for some of my tools that I'm not finding, but that's okay. We still got loads of messages here. Still not finding what I was looking for. I'm sorry. I can be a rumble sometimes. You know, I hate to tell you this too, but I did not come up with a baby. But what I did come up with is that there really is that you really have a rewarding family life right now, and that your emotional and material needs are being met, and you are in all of your relationships with family members and those close people that are to us, our mates and stuff, is very, very trustworthy relationships, and so, I mean, nothing can be greater or more positive with that. I am seeing a child more in your future. I just don't know that it's immediate. I think it might be just a little further away than that. But there is a lot going on right now with great speed. And so you need to take to, you know, you when as things are happening and progressing really quickly right now, you need to take some time to really carefully review all your options as decisions go past you. Some of the times it's going to look like there is no solution, but there is actually some really creative ones, and that's why you're asking to take the time to look deep into that and see what those creative solutions can be. There is actually going to be even more of a resurgence with your relationship, your personal relationship. And this can also be a little bit of your own spiritual growth, which DC mentioned that, you know, you might have a complete change in your perspective or viewpoint. And it's actually going to enhance your intuition and bring about quite a few changes within you and your belief system. And it's going to create a level of independence for you, but it's going to give you great foundation and strength. So know that this is part of your path to your own personal success of the spiritual path and your soul path that we're, you know, we journey on here on Earth, which is kind of almost aside from our humanness. It's beyond that. And that's what this message today, and I really felt DC's was a little bit more about that too, is more about your own spiritual path. That you're living rather than your humanness. So, you know, I know that was what you asked or, you know, was hoping for, but really, you know, sometimes aligning that spiritual path also aligns everything that we desire in our human life or, you know, our human path. So just know that, you know, that part of your journey right now is really becoming in depth with your own whole self, your body, soul, mind, spirit, really that resurgence of creating deep, deep family relationships, those trust, knowing those that you trust in these relationships, really, you know, being more and more in love with the family relations that you have, especially the one-on-one personal relationships, including that one-on-one personal relationship with yourself. That spiritual growth is very important for you right now. You do need to take some time to recharge yourself. Whether it be to stand by bodies of water and do a little meditation, whether it's to be do some kind of grounding, go out and, you know, take your shoes off and walk in the grass or you know, sink your feet in the sand. If you can do none of these, then, you know, a salt bath or something like that. Oh, especially if you could go to a hot springs would be very, very purifying for you. If you can't do that, go and take meditative walks, something like that. You will really, really being asked to draw in your spirit and your spiritedness, which is also, I'm hearing Mother Mary. It is what Mother Mary, where Mother Mary was at when she was gifted a soul and to become a mother. And so spiritually aligning yourself with that energy can also call in a pregnancy. But what I want to tell you really at the end of this is that you are really actually a very divine person. You've got a lot of divine knowledge and wisdom, and you are being called right now to actually take that journey because you are, you know, likened to a high priestess. You really have great abilities to not only walk forward in your own divineness, but also to be a teacher and reflect upon others and to help others. And that's really actually the message that I have for you today is about your own spiritual growth. I hope that resonates with you, Gabriella.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little bit but
breaking up a little, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
I would say thank you so much for the words.
Oh, you're welcome. Deborah, do you have anything for Gabriella today?
I do. I have a couple things, too, and I resonate with what everyone was saying. And I keep getting Archangel Michael. So, again, going along with everyone else, you know, you have a time of change positively. Things are going to start moving forward. And it could be gifts of money, time. But also, I just want to share a little prayer that I got, and it's trusting guidance. So it's just something you probably will resonate with. And it starts by, I humbly ask for the healing power of your grace to help me turn all my goals and intentions over to you. Grant me the ability to quiet my mind and tune into my heart so that I may receive your guidance and trust the outcome. Please send in your angels to allow me to release my limiting ideas and open up to your unlimited ones. I thank you in advance with my whole heart and soul for answering my prayer and guidance. Okay, so that's kind of what I came up with. Thank you. And I just want to tell everyone, too, you know, I didn't get a chance to say, you know, when we're doing this healing prayer, I mean, we're so grateful to do it. But, again, I want to remind everyone, if there's anyone going through, you know, medical care, you have to still continue to see your physician, okay? So don't use this as a substitute for medical care. I just want to let everyone know that. And then I'm going to be saying goodnight to everyone. I am so grateful to be here, and I will catch everyone next week. And I hope that was helpful, Gabrielle.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah, for that. All right.
You're welcome.
Yes, and we hope you resonate with that. And I'm going to go ahead and put you back on hold. And I am going to take our next caller, who is calling in from the 613 area code. 613, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Donna.
Say that again.
Donna.
Donna. Hi, Donna. This is DC. Thank you for joining us this evening. Do you have a specific question, or would you like to just hear what the angels have for you, hon?
Yeah, a specific question just about a gentleman named Chris. Just wondering if you see.
Okay. You know what? As you were first connecting, hon, is this someone that you're interested in possibly having, you know, a little bit more of a connection and possibly a life together? Because I was getting that you knew him in a past life. Do you feel that way?
I feel a strong connection with him.
Yeah, I feel it was a past life connection, yes, but it was also a past love. And the other thing that I was getting is that, you know, you're sort of like you said, you're wondering, like, what could this bring about? Well, even if you think, you know, I don't think this can work, you know, you're going to be really, really surprised because what I'm hearing from the universe is, you know, just expect, I kept getting, expect the unexpected, okay? So I really feel that there could be, you know, this beautiful, beautiful connection between the two of you. As he's entering your life and everything, you're going to see how, you know, things change. And I think with him entering your life as well, it's going to help you to understand a little bit more clearly the way that you connect in a relationship. As well, it's going to help you to see the patterns that are there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see, you know, the good stuff that you contributed to and the not-so-good stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So reconciliation from a past life is bringing so many lessons, but as well, honey, it's bringing so many, so many blessings.
That's good.
It's really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just wondering, was there a problem with you growing up or something, maybe like in a household that was dysfunctional or something? Because I'm getting, there's something just like not right. And I feel like your heart is so like so heavy, and it's sort of like you have this like little encasement around it.
Yeah, I believe so. Just a mother that was like very impatient and not
okay.
very loving and kind of
okay.
cold, and she was good in some ways, but emotionally, I didn't really get what I needed, I think.
Right.
Or I didn't really
so
feel the
it
love
had a, like, negative, right, it had a negative effect on your self-esteem as well as your own happiness. And you really have to allow the angels to come in and help you with that. You know, the encasement around your heart, you could ask the angels to please, you know, to take it away, because it does prevent you from getting hurt again, but it also prevents love from coming into you, into your, you know, into your beautiful energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as well, if you felt like you need it, like, you know, like a, if it, it goes beyond that and you need professional counseling, well, there's a lot of, you know, different, you know, community-based, you know, help that, you know, that would really be affordable. And I'm
mm-hmm.
also getting something in regard to, like, you with love and money, okay? So I don't know, like, you know, love and money to me, like when the angels show me love and money, it sort of looks like Christmas lights that are all tangled together.
Yeah.
And when this happens, it really puts pressure, like, you know, from you trying to make money and to really enjoy that beautiful romance that you so deserve. Okay?
Yeah.
So you just need to, you know, do something that brings yourself joy. Try to have a little peace in your life. Try to, you know, live on the lighter side a little bit, and that will certainly help. And just know that you deserve to have this beautiful person come into your life. Okay? And you're so lovable. You're so beautiful. You're kind. And I feel like maybe in the past, like, if things didn't go right, you may have, you know, wonder, like, what did I do? You know, did I do this? And then you feel like, you know, I'm not worthy of love. That's so far from the truth, okay? So no matter, like, whether it was you or someone else, whatever you've done in the past, you're still a child of God, and you're entitled to have that love, okay? So every day you've got to say, you know, I'm very lovable, I'm loved, and I'm loving. And the more that you really love yourself and believe it, you're going to see how it really brings more life, you know, love into your life, okay? It enriches your relationships. Not only with, you know, someone that you want to have this beautiful, you know, partnership with, but it also helps in, like, you know, every other relationship that you have as well, okay? You've just got to be your beautiful self. When you enjoy life to the fullest, that is when you send out that beautiful vibe saying, you know what, just, you know, like, people will notice you and they'll say, oh, my gosh, like, she has such love coming from her. Laugh, be yourself, and that's when everything is going to just, like, fall into place. And it couldn't happen any easier, okay? So just allow yourself to just enjoy the simple pleasures in life and visualize, you know, with this person how this romantic relationship is going to be so exciting. And you're going to see how, it, you know, it does take a turn for the better, okay?
Do you have any timing with him, like, or do you need his
name? Hun, I can't do that right now because we have, like, several callers. It takes me a little bit to do that, okay? That would, you know, that would take a little bit more time, and we do have other callers. But I am going to turn you over to Eileen, hon, and she's going to, like, pick up the reading, and then you'll have a little bit more information. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, hon.
All right, Donna. What I have for you is that there really is a new person entering your life, and it's going to really bring up your own sensitivity and really move you forward. In it's going to be a very like spiritual relationship. Like, you have been with this person before, you've known them in the past, and so it's going to be an easy relationship for you to move into. But there's also some unfinished things for your past, and that's why they're coming back forward into your life again, because there is some situations that, you know, that has to be worked through. But it's going to be a very emotionally rousing situation, and it could really start a really great friendship, and especially even a romance. So just know that, you know, that's very prevalent right now. He's going to also make you feel very youthful. He's going to be gentle and kind, and also understanding. But it's also going to bring you forward to a place where you also become more sensitive and more directed. And you're going to be noticing more things in your dreams, and your dreams are going to become a lot more important to you as you wake up and you remember them. So I suggest starting a dream journal if you don't already do something like that. start a dream journal, because that will really help. Just make sure that you're not the one doing too much. You know, make sure that you enjoy the stability of the relationship, and the stability is going to come in from both of you being balanced and bringing in your own self and your own parts. If you try to bring in too much, do too much, or provide too much, the relationship's going to be out of balance. So what I'm hearing is, even though this is someone you met from your past, you gave too much in your past, so this time around, you need to be more in balance, and it'll create a better relationship with that person. So make sure you continue to give birth to your own dreams. Make sure that you nurture yourself and that you continue doing your things on your path. And some of those things being shown are really, you are actually a channel for healing power. I don't know if you do any healing work or have ever thought of doing any type of healing work, whether it be through Church of the Power of Prayer, or whether it be actually taking a class and learning one of the different modalities of hands-on healing, some type of, something like that, whether it be Reiki, whether it be healing touch, whatever it is, there's many, many modalities out there, and they all are very important, and they all work. So you just have to see what you're being called to do. The next thing I have for you is that you do need to unleash your bold and adventurous side and just, get out. And like I was saying, you really have to nurture yourself and be attractive to yourself. Create a person that you would be attracted to. And what that's going to do is create an energy around you that others are going to be attracted to, including this this person that you are going to create a relationship with. I also, for you too, just as the other caller, you need to rejuvenate your own batteries on a regular basis, sink your feet into the ground, do your own grounding work, whether it be in prayer, meditation, salt baths, whatever it is that you can do, get yourself out there. And so even though you have this relationship coming in, what I see in this reading for you is that you really need to nurture yourself and create your own channel for healing powers, unleash your bold side, spend some time really alone creating the person that you would want to be with. And as you do that, the person that is meant to be in your life will be passionately moving forward to try to be with you also. And that's the message I have for you, Donna.
Is that the person that I'm thinking about that I was asking about that you're referring to that's coming
it's
in?
It's the first thing that came up. It is the first thing that came up. It says a new person has been entering your life and the relationship is beginning a new phase. So if it's somebody you've simply just been talking to, you're going to move into new phases of that relationship. But in order for that person to see you as the person that he would want to be with, you must create your own individuality and be bold amongst yourself. Be playful. Consider yourself with a playful approach. Nurture yourself.
Okay.
Do those things for yourself so that you become attractive, that you aren't just needy, but that you are attracting in because you are more than enough. You are more than enough for yourself. And when you become that, other people desire to be with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think I need to get in that mode. See, this person I'm asking about, we had some involvement last summer and fall and then stopped for a bit. And so I'm just wondering if it's going to restart up again. But I'm thinking if that's the person.
Well, maybe he's
starting
to recreate it. Maybe he thought you recreated yourself. And if you haven't, get out there this weekend and go do that. That's a great start. It starts changing the energy around you rather than being waiting for him to come back. You're out doing your own thing, being your own person, having a great time. Who would you want to be with? The needy lady sitting around waiting for you to come back around so you can entertain her? Or do you want to be with the woman that is out entertaining herself, having a good time? She is so much fun. She doesn't need anybody else to hang out with. She can hang out by herself and be wonderful and have a great time. choose who you would want to be with and create yourself and be that person. Does that make sense?
I can understand that because I've kind of been in a down mope because I'm missing this person. So I'm wondering if they're going to come back.
Right.
And I understand I need to create that energy that
right.
that
you
I
need to create
be that
yourself.
Way.
And if they come, and the thing is, if they come around, they come around. If not, someone else will. If you've created yourself to be that person, someone else will come around. Okay, and that's what I have for you. And Deborah, are you still on the line? Do you have anything for Donna? Deborah has to take off. Yep, sometimes she needs to take off. So we know that. All right. So then that's it for Deborah for Donna. Please call in again soon and let us know what happened. Our next caller today is from the 216 area code. 216, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi there.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
My name is Sharon.
Who?
Sharon,
welcome to the show.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And you have a question
for us? Your meditation was wonderful, by the way, DC. I just wanted to let you know that, DC, love.
Oh, thank you so very much.
It really
I'm
was.
Very, thank you.
I just want to know what messages you have with changes coming up for me. Just anything you could pick up, DC, that'd be great. Thanks.
Okay, I'm getting, you said changes, and the angels are like flashing these twos in front of me. I almost fell out of my chair. So, we are in the month of February. That's a big two, but it could be 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. And if there's anything that you've been worrying about, maybe like a troubling situation, everything is going to work out well, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you're creative or, something to that nature, but, I mean, that would be something that would pay off. And if there's something long-term that you're thinking of, I'm getting that's going to pay off as well. But you have some kind of creative talents. I don't know if you're connecting with them, Sharon.
Hmm. No, I
and
do
they are
gonna, book work. But
got to think
wait,
about your
I,
creative side.
Oh, okay.
And there may be a sudden job that just, like, comes, you know, in front of you and you notice it, and that'll be a good thing, okay?
Okay.
And just make sure that you're knowing exactly what you want. You know, so that makes it a little easier for the angels to come in and help you, okay? But whatever financial, distress or whatever that you're having, it's soon going to be, disappearing, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting there's going to be, like, money around you, okay? And it's going to be really, really, it's going to be beautiful. So I really don't see, like, any concerns is what I'm getting. And just, if you go to interview or anything, I don't know if you plan on interviewing, but I'm getting, if you play up your own strengths, I mean, that is going to be the key, okay?
Okay.
And just be passionate about what you do and say and be confident, and you're going to see how that takes you really far, really fast, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. And just make sure you have, like I said, that, that plan, you think it out, and that's going to help, okay? And the other thing I wanted to ask you, the angels are saying that you always, you do like to make up your own mind. You know, she's a person I kept hearing. She's a person who likes to make up her own mind.
Yeah.
And that's good. I mean, that's a really good thing, okay?
Okay.
But what is it about, like, the past few months, that you're being, like, you're sort of, like, even more restless than usual?
Yeah. I have been more restless than usual.
Yeah, because I feel like when they show me that, like, I'm in a bed and I'm just rolling one side to the other, you just can't, it's sort of like, oh, my gosh, I cannot get comfortable. This is crazy. You know? So that's what I was feeling. But
I've had a lot.
Whatever weaknesses that you have, compensate very well for them, Sharon. Like, whatever
What's
you
that?
Consider a weakness, you're able to, whatever you consider to be a weakness of yours, you're able to compensate very, very well with any kind of weaknesses that you have. And the angels are saying, Sharon, always trust your gut, okay?
I know.
And
that's a good point.
Have confidence in your choices.
Okay.
Just do what you feel is good, is for your, for your best, for your highest and your best. And the angels are saying, just go for it. Do not be fearful of making decisions, okay? Because when you're making these decisions, on the left of you, you have the Ascendant Masters. On the right of you, you have the angels. You know, you see God is right by your side. And I see a whole bunch of, guides and guardians and, you know, loved ones that, you know, are with you as well, you have this beautiful divine team with you. And I'm thinking they're saying, you know, you need to meditate a little bit more, close the door,
okay,
and get away from all that noise is what I'm getting.
Okay, in the hustle and bustle. Okay.
And, you know, and be your own guide. Seek the silence because you know what's best for you, okay?
I know,
I mean,
you're right.
That's what I'm getting. Now, this is the month of February. Has someone passed maybe in this month? Because I'm getting like there's a little, I feel like a little bit like sad, a little confused, maybe a little depressed. Was there
someone that
you know or anything?
My dad
hasn't been
feeling well. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing this big, beautiful heart as well. I mean, I do see that. So I was just wondering if there was someone that, you know, maybe had been, you know, like with us and is not with us. That's what I was feeling. But Sharon, your dreams are all going to be fulfilled. You know, you work very hard and you're going to have success. And you are just going to have such a beautiful life. I see you, you know, it's going to be filled with peace. It's going to be filled with love. But I also see you pursuing spiritual interest as well.
Well, if it would be spiritual, I go to church and I like Bible study. I really do a lot.
Well, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Just, Sharon, the thing is, do what you love, okay?
I know. Oh, I know.
Whatever you do that you love, I'm getting, again, you're going to have some kind of personal growth, and it's going to help in your career. And like I said, I felt like before I told you, like you were creative or maybe artistic, and it's really going to help you.
Okay.
It's going to bring you a lot of joy as well as recognition. And, of course, we said financial rewards, okay? But there's going to be a lot of growth around you, so just be prepared for that. And whatever it is, you're really going to be paid for what you do very well, okay?
Thank you.
And just, you know, like really be aware of the potential you have inside. It's amazing. And someone may come along and actually help you act as a mentor for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, are you a blonde, Sharon? Is your hair blonde?
I am a blonde,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm seeing blonde hair. The first thing I saw was like money, like pennies from heaven. But the other thing that I saw before that was sort of like, do you feel like a puppet on a string? Because I see like the hands and the arms and legs going, but there's like little strings. So do you feel like you're controlled by someone somehow? Or maybe
not
you're just
recently.
Self- Do you feel like you're holding yourself back, maybe? Like you're, you know, because I do feel like there's like a control issue, and it could be you just holding yourself back, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just
so what I'm getting is
go on.
Think about the message. If it doesn't make a lot of sense now, think about it. And in some ways, you've got to take your power back, and just know that we always have control of our choices, and just live your life. Now, are you with someone? Because I'm seeing two hands like starting to hold each other, like their hands are connecting.
Yeah, it's a friend. Yes.
Okay, because what I'm getting, like what I'm seeing, it might not be this person. I am seeing this, whatever this is, it's not going to be a friendship. It's going to be turning into a long-term relationship, maybe an engagement or just a serious commitment. But I'm getting like it's sort of like a destiny for the two of you to really be together.
Wow, that's interesting. That makes sense. I know what you're getting at. I really do.
I'm glad. So I'm going to turn you now over to Eileen.
Thank you so much.
All right. You ready for me?
There we go. I'm ready for you. Thanks, DC, so much. I'm telling you, her meditation
right.
is wonderful tonight. I'm so ready. Okay, go on.
All right. What I have for you is that wishes come true, and that, you know, the things that have been concerning you lately, especially when it comes to your love life and stuff, those you just need to allow those concerns to just fade away. And what you need to do is you just need to really look at things from a different viewpoint. And actually, I'm also seeing that you kind of need to find a place to belong, whether it's to find a spiritual organization or, you know, people that are a little bit more spiritual and like-minded. You need to seek them out and spend some time with them. It's going to help your own personal growth. I'm also seeing that you need to give birth to your own dreams. You need to nurture yourself and really, you know, look at the things that you want and make those things happen. You've been doing too much for too many people and not doing enough for yourself. One of the things that you can do to help create this path for yourself is create an altar, your own sacred space, or go to a church somewhere, you know, a power place that you feel the divine connection, and go and express yourself in your own creative terms. You know, talk to spirit and ask, what direction should I go? What do you want me to do? And then take the quiet time to listen, because your messages are really coming through. You just need to take the time to listen to them. And so right now it's just really time for you to get started. It's time for you to blossom, put yourself out there, and recreate yourself. But the really most of this message is about you and creating and working with your own spiritual path. All right? And
okay.
That's, I mean, I know it's a short message, but that is what I have
that's
for you,
okay.
Sharon, all right?
It was wonderful.
Yep.
Listen, thank you, both of you.
Sometimes
okay?
Short and sweet better.
It was.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. And we'll
Thanks.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our next caller is from the 908.
Oh.
908. Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. Good evening, ladies. Thank you. This is Caroline.
Caroline, you have a question for us tonight.
Yeah. Financial and my business, that connection there for 2017.
All right. DC.
Thank you.
Yes. Hi, this is DC.
Hi, DC.
I'm getting, you know, like financial and everything. Please watch your thoughts, okay? So if there's any kind of fear or negativity around your thoughts, please try to pray instead of worrying and everything, because, you know, any kind of negative thoughts, of course, is just going to bring negative results. I'm getting there's going to be sudden changes around you, and that's where I see, you know, your finances do get better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting just, you know, like trust yourself, okay? Just have trust in yourself, have faith. And just know that there's no accidents is what I'm getting. Okay? There are no, you know, there are no accidents, you know, and nothing, you know, is a coincidence. I always tell people it's a God incident, okay?
Yeah.
And when you embrace this truth, like I said, you know, you really take hold of your own destiny, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, don't leave anything to chance, okay? I'm getting, you know, everything is working out according to your divine plan, hun. Please stay focused only on the positive. And if you do, the negative is not going to have any place in your life. Does that make sense?
Of course, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the angels are saying they want you to either, you know, do a morning prayer or maybe like an evening meditation, whichever would be preferable to you, okay? And you're going to see how this really, really, you know, helps every area of your life, okay? So whether it's a morning meditation, you're going to see, like, it starts the day off with peace and joy. And it's really, you know, it's a gift. But if you'd prefer, like, the evening, some people like evening time. Also, you're going to see as well, when you fall asleep, you know what, you're going to see, like, all your troubles fading away, okay? So you've got to pick whether it's, like I said, the morning, you know, the morning prayer maybe, the evening meditation. And just trust what you're getting, you know, while you're awake as well. Just, you know, you have, like I said, like I told another caller, you have this big, beautiful, divine team around you, okay?
Yeah.
And you have the ability to make beautiful decisions, okay? So there's nothing to worry about. And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know, like the luck is around you. You're going to have, you know, new resources, whether it be support, time, or money. But a beautiful change is coming. And it's sort of like things are going full circle. There's going to be an ending that brings a beautiful beginning. And I'm getting you're growing spiritually at this time as well. Okay, the angels are congratulating you on everything you've done. And they're saying, you know, maybe it is a time to move on to something new, okay? So if you feel like you're not moving at the present moment, just know that this is like a little time that the angels just want you to, you know, sit back and relax, okay? Do you
mm-hmm.
resonate with Archangel Michael?
Of course, yes.
Okay, because I'm
he's
getting
on my,
that's
he's what, on my mind.
He's on my mind.
Okay, well, Archangel Michael is very proud of you. And I see him taking your hand, and you're ascending to a new level there, okay?
Yeah.
And when you reach that plateau and everything, you're going to have such enlightenment, such profound understanding of the universe. And just, as you're, going through this transition, remember to speak words of gratitude, whether it's to your family, your friends, and we mm-hmm. can't forget, of course, the angels that always come in and help us. Okay? So you're going to be sort of at the right place at the right time. Okay? Everything's going to be happy. I'm getting happily ever after. And I'm even getting, I don't know if you're planning on traveling at all, but I'm getting there's some travel involved. Is it out of the country?
Yeah, I have plans, but it's...
I'm getting you're leaving the country. That's what I'm getting. It's not local.
Yeah.
Angels are going they're pushing, and it's way out.
That's my goal.
That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting.
Beautiful. Oh, wow.
And you're going to have lasting, spiritual insight. There's joy. I don't know if you have a significant other, but if you don't, there's one coming.
Good. One should be coming. Yeah. Don't be good.
Yeah, he's...
I've been manifesting.
Yes. You know what? Don't be afraid when that beautiful person comes to be the person that you are. You've got to just, reach out and just be that beautiful person and express your love, okay?
That's all I can do.
That you've been thinking about? Is there someone that you've already met that you've been thinking about?
Somebody from the past, maybe? Once in a blue moon, that person comes.
It could be.
But I'm
getting you sort of knew the person is what I'm feeling. Maybe it's a past life.
But just be the
beautiful person that you are. Have fun. And let that playful side come out and everything, and you're going to see how that really sets the atmosphere for a beautiful relationship, okay?
Well, yes, thank you. Beautiful.
Okay, so that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless you, hon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're so welcome.
Hi, are you there? I'm so sorry. I actually had to take care of something. I had a personal emergency in between that call. But don't mind me. I'm still here with you. What I have for you today, I actually have Archangel Raziel coming in, and he's mm-hmm. telling me that you need to actually spend some time in quiet meditation. You haven't been spending enough time alone, and so you're kind of missing out on, we kind of have to go back through and take, survey of ourselves and, take some quiet time with ourselves. And because as life changes, we change too. And so we must take quiet time to get to know ourselves on a regular basis. And to also take the time to release things that are no longer serving us. Lately, things have been moving really, really fast for you. And so you really haven't been taking enough quiet time for yourself. And therefore, when things happen and you're looking for your answers, it's confusing you because you're really not getting, which way should I go? What direction should I, which path is my right path? And what I'm here to tell you is you need to slow down and, get out and smell the roses and take some quiet time. If you do that, you will be more balanced, more stable, and it will make a positive difference on your long-term plans because you will be able to really energetically feel what your best decisions are. So the last few things I have to tell you is that you really are supplied for all of your tomorrows. You have more than enough. You just have to take the time to visually know what it is that you want, and then guess what you've got to do? You're going to have to take a risk, and you're going to have to take a leap and move into whatever that desire and that action is. You take that leap of faith.
And so know that this is going to create your own independence, and it's also going to create a foundation for your own strength and your own success. So I hope that message makes sense to you.
Well, thank you
so much.
Because
that is what they want to know. Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Yeah, it all
really,
makes sense.
Yeah, really clear.
It all makes sense.
Okay. Good. Perfect.
Thank
That's
you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Sharon. It was Caroline, right?
Caroline, yes.
Thank
you so
Caroline.
Much.
Appreciate you calling in. Hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much. Have a lovely weekend, lady.
Oh, you're welcome.
You as well, hon. Thank you.
All right. Our next caller, let's see here. Caller is from the 505 area code.
Hello,
505.
Lady.
505, welcome to the Hi, who are we speaking to?
Good evening. This is Jolena.
Say
Hello?
That again.
Jolena.
Yeah? What was it?
Hello.
Jolena. Well, welcome to the show, Jolena, and let's see what we have for you today.
Okay, sounds good.
Hi, Jolena. This is DC. I couldn't hear either of you very well. Was there a question or an area of interest?
Not really. I'm pretty open, you know, whatever, if you have any message for me or whatever you're seeing from my guide.
Okay. I was just hearing that sometimes, like, you doubt whether you've made the right decisions. That's what the angels, that they were saying, like, she sometimes doubts, you know, that maybe if you're making the right decision. And I'm also getting, hun, that you really, like, you underestimate how much people, like, really, you know, they really like you and they really respect you, hun, okay?
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. So what were the recent changes that have been going on in your life that you found maybe a little bit challenging?
Well, my son, you know, I have him move out, you know, like about 4 or 5 months ago, and that's the change.
Okay.
And I really wanted him to come back, you know, to get his life straightened out. You know, I mean, he's with his dad. I mean, he's not doing a bad thing, but, you know, he's not in school. He just graduated high school, you know.
Okay.
And I'm really sad, you know. I really want him to come back. What's the change, you know?
Okay. Well, I don't see, like, an immediate, like, resolution to that. I don't see him coming back immediately. But I do see him coming back, and I really don't have time to, like, go into, like, how long it would take, hon. But like I said, immediately, no. But then I do see him coming back, okay?
Okay.
They're showing me that. I'm also getting you don't laugh enough, hon, okay? When was the last time that you really sat and laughed?
Been a long time.
Right.
Years.
So I know you're going through, like, a lot of, you know, a lot of difficulty and everything. And, of course, like, during those times, we don't allow ourselves even to connect with our joy, okay? But you really got to connect with the joy. You've got to, you know, you've got to smile. You've got to laugh. Watch something that, you know, that makes you, you know, giggle and makes you happy. And laughter is the best medicine, you know, as we've known, okay? So please try to connect with your joy, okay? And I'm also getting, oh, my gosh. My dog, Ginger, she transitioned in July, and she has her two paws on the clock. So that, to me, means that you're running around like a crazy woman, you know, that you've got to slow down a little bit. But she's got her paws on the clock, and she's saying, you know, slow down, you know, relax, slow down, you move too fast, you got to make the moment last. So what are you doing that you're running so much, that you're here, there, and everywhere?
It's, you know, I'm a single parent, and I have a child that has a disability. He has a type 1 diabetes. And then that, and then my child, the other child was not with me, you know, no communication with the father, you know, we don't get along, you know, it's really hard.
Okay, so are you in a relationship with someone?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm actually living with him for about 5 years now.
Okay. Yeah, because I just see it, like, growing stronger is what the angels are showing me. Okay. I'm getting like a happily ever after, so I don't know if you're like that, you know, at that point yet, but I mean, it's going to be even more beautiful, okay? And I'm also getting, you've got to realize that, you know, relationships, they are still, you know, sort of like a job in a way, that they do require, you know, some work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just know that even though that, you know, it may require some work, it is certainly worth it, okay? And I'm getting like that happily ever after sort of thing with you, okay? And I'm feeling like your stress is going to just like sort of melt away, okay? So just know that. And my dog is saying, she's singing the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Dun, 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 dun. She's singing. She's better than me, of course, but she is singing, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Let go of your worries, hon, and know that God is in charge. Everything will work out, okay? And Ginger, my dog Ginger, is saying, please just breathe, like really breathe, because she feels like you're holding your breath when you get tense. Allow yourself to breathe deep in through the nose and out through the mouth. Do it a few times. It's going to help you to connect with your consciousness, and you're going to feel so much better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, I wanted to ask you, do you hear sounds? Because I'm feeling that you're very clairaudient, that you could hear sounds like from like loved ones, the angels, the divine. I'm getting, you know, they're saying that you're clairaudient.
Oh. I think so, yeah. I'm pretty connected there.
Okay. Okay, so that's what I was getting. But you know what, just there's nothing to worry about or anything. You know, you just surround yourself with the light. And, you know, and if you hear anything, you just say, you know, if it's not of the light, you have to leave, okay? So there's nothing to be afraid of. But you are clear audience, okay? And, you know, it'll serve you if you allow it to come in, okay?
Okay. Okay. Do you feel getting a house this year?
Okay. Well, okay. You want to know if you're getting a house? Okay. I'm getting a yes on that, hon. I'm getting a yes. And with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen so she has, you know, an opportunity to give you some more of a reading, okay?
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks.
All right. Juliana, what I have for you today is you've actually had to go through a process of great sadness, and that you need to take the time to heal from that. And I would say that's probably your son moving to your dad's house, because it's been really rough on you, and you kind of told yourself, well, I should have done this, I should have done that, and maybe he would have stayed with me instead of moving to his dad's or da-da-da-da-da. But what you really need to do is you need to forgive yourself, because it really isn't about that. It is that at his age, he needs a male influence. And so he just wants to be around his dad. Now, I'm also hearing that after he's around his dad for a while, maybe I hate to say it, but maybe a year, he's going to want to come back. So I really do feel he's going to come back and want to, you know, maybe work through junior college or something like that by living, you know, living with you at your home, or you know, starting out his new, you know, his adulthood through you and with you. So know that there will be a renewal of your relationship coming back together, and it's going to be very favorable. But just allow him the time. Just know that actually for you, that renewal is also about you reviewing and evaluating what has been going on, and look for the favorable assessments and the favorable facts that have been going on in your life. Because what it's going to show you for you is that some things have been really stagnant, and that it is time for you to start moving in a new direction. It's time for you to renew some of the things about yourself. Time to recreate yourself. Does that make sense? You've been living your life for others for a long, long time, and now it's time for you to recreate yourself. One of the ways you can do this is really to spend some time in quiet meditation for yourself and, you know, look into some different types of spiritual teachings. Do some reading, Listen to YouTube meditations. Anything that interests you, type it into YouTube. See if there's a lecture on it. See what comes up. This is actually a time for self-discovery for yourself. And until you really do that, it's going to be hard to move forward with everything else in your life, no matter what it is, whether it's a new relationship with someone or whether it's creating that new relationship with your own son. You really need to spend some time to know yourself and to rediscover yourself. Honor those cycles within your own body. They're up and down. They're changing back and forth. Honor the cycles of your own body. Honor the cycles of the rhythm of the earth, the moon cycles, the different, seasonal cycles that come around. There's many, many cycles and balances that we need to live within our lives. And once we find a good rhythm to cycle with, everything else goes along well. And what I'm hearing really with this forgiveness for yourself is really be easy on yourself. There's no need to force things to happen with yourself. Everything is really occurring in perfect timing, but you need to just, let that rhythm fall into place. Let the cycles just drop in as they are. Again, I'm also hearing for you, and this is like the message of the day, take some time to rejuvenate your batteries, and that goes for everyone on the call. Take that time, like I said to several other callers, get over near bodies of water. If you can't do that, take a salt bath. If you can go to a hot spring, go to a hot spring. If you can walk along, a lake or the ocean, sink your feet into the sand. If you can't do that, find yourself a park and walk on the fresh grass. There's, grasses that are coming up already. So, get out there and recharge your batteries by walking on the grass and grounding yourself. And that's really what you need to do for yourself right now. Right now is a time for you and for renewal for yourself. So everything I have here points to you need to heal. You need to take time to heal, and you need to take time to forgive yourself and others. And that's the main message I have for you, Jolena. I hope that makes sense.
I agree
to
with you.
Today.
Yes, I totally agree with you, yes.
Okay. Well, that's the main thing I have to tell you. And I'm going to go ahead and put you back on hold. And I want to thank you so much for calling in today and call again to Angel Antics. All right. My next caller has been on hold for a long, long time. And because their number just dropped down towards the bottom. So I did discover they've been waiting patiently. Hi, 212. Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hello. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N.
Bryn?
Yes.
All right. Well, Bryn, welcome to the show, and do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, it's been a tough beginning of the year for me.
And
I've been sidelined with an injury since January 4th. And I just wanted to see what the angels and guides see for me going ahead from this, and it's been a particularly difficult day for me. I don't know why, but I just haven't been able to get out of the rut, and mainly because I can't move because of my injury, and it's been affecting me kind of spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and then, sort of all that kind of a package deal. So, anyway.
Yeah, so something for you to call in and pick up your messages today. And so let's see what the divine wants you to know. Just for today, let's see what they want you to know. DC?
Hi, Bryn. This is DC. Yes.
Hi,
Bryn. This is DC. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
The angels are asking you to remain optimistic. I'm sort of getting that you're going through sort of like a rebirth cycle, okay? And with this, that means that, a new life is waiting for you, and you can make it happen any way you want it to happen, okay? And just really try to pay, a little attention to, what's going on around you.
Right.
Okay, and I'm getting, I know there's a lot of fear because of, the health concerns and everything, but the angels are with you, and they're saying, Bryn, there's nothing to be afraid of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please, you know, connect with your angels, and whatever kind of, you know, medical issues that you're having, allow them to come in and help you, along with other issues as well. And just know that, you know, the universe is listening continuously, Brynn, to every thought that you're putting out, every emotion. So please try to, you know, consciously choose to think positively and, you know, feel joy. I'm getting, you know, there is some good luck coming around you. I see four-leaf clovers all around. So good luck is coming. I'm getting you're going to have some good news. Everything is starting to, like, to, you know, it's starting to turn on. It's like on the upswing. The angels, they want to know, Brynn, do you meditate?
Yes, I started doing, since I've been sidelined, I've had a lot of time on my hands.
Do it at night?
I do it in the morning.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know what, a little bit of quiet time before going to bed is going to be very beneficial.
Okay.
Okay? So
right.
Some, you know, when we take the time and we meditate like a little bit before bed, this helps to break that cycle of, you know, of worry and bad energy, okay?
Right.
Just, you know, try to, you know, get into the, you know, the swing of things and try to meditate like a little bit before bedtime. I don't know, like the angels are showing me a warm glass of milk and honey. So I don't know if that appeals to you, but
no.
I mean the warm milk.
I don't like milk.
Even warm milk. I'm getting something like a warm beverage or something will really help you to, you know, calm down.
Yeah.
You're going to sleep, as you're sleeping, the night is going to bring you so many blessings. You're going to fall asleep at peace, and the angels are going to help you, you know, as you're sleeping with your problems. And when you wake up, you're going to be so refreshed, and you're going to feel so much better, okay? And with that being said, we have the angel of meditation coming in, you know? And even in the morning, like for a couple minutes, even if it's for like 5 or 10 minutes, when everything is quiet, you're asked to listen, Brynn. What do you hear? And listen to like the small voice within you. Breathe deeply and exhale slowly, and then breathe deeply and, you know, and try to listen to all the sounds that are around you. Try to quiet your thoughts and your emotions and just reflect and allow like that beautiful stillness for that couple minutes before you get out of bed to really refresh your mind and your body and your heart. And in that stillness for that couple minutes, there's going to be so much for you to hear and to feel, okay? And the angels are saying, Brynn, in that moment, in that stillness, become quiet for all is well, okay?
Right. I just feel like I want to do things for people. I feel like.
But it starts with
been,
you, though. You're going to have the ability to do that, but first you've got to work on you, okay?
Yeah.
And the angels are saying, Brynn, you do need a little break. Okay, relax. And they're saying maybe even if you were to even, you know, I don't know, like if you can get out at all, like a little bit of a change of scenery.
Well, I'm hoping within the next 2 weeks I can use my cane and the big boot that they gave me, you know, like one of those boots that I have to wear.
Because I feel if you can get out, like even with a fringe or something, that change is going to give you, you know, like such a world of difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have like a dog or a cat in spirit?
I have a cat, not in spirit. But I have a cat.
Okay, is the cat like sort of white with a little bit of maybe like gray or brown or something?
It's a tuxedo cat, so black with white.
Okay, yeah. I'm seeing like a little cat. You know what? Animals just give us beautiful, unconditional love.
Oh, yeah. He's my medicine.
Yeah, they are. Is there a woman also in spirit? Because I'm getting like a woman is coming in. She wants you to just, you know, sort of like remember her the way she was, and she looks like she might have had like a really flamboyant personality and stuff. Like she has her hands out. She's saying, "Please, just remember me the way I was," you know. So I don't know if you know if you could take that right now. Possibly a letter J is coming in. I'm not sure.
Okay, not sure.
Okay,
but I'll search myself. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if this woman liked to cook because I'm seeing a kitchen. And I'm smelling, like, delicious things, like, cooking and being baked. And she might have been a little bit religious because I'm seeing, like, the beautiful, the ceiling paintings and everything of a church she's showing me.
Oh, okay, wow.
But she's, that she's really sorry because she wasn't there the way she should have been. And the J might not be her name. Maybe the J might have been the month that she passed. It could have been July even.
Okay.
And
well,
maybe
I was born
a G.
In July.
Okay, okay. So July, like, you know, July is really significant, but I'm getting there's a woman around you. You're going to have to think about it. Okay?
Yeah.
Give it a little bit more time. Give it a little bit a thought. Okay? And just
okay.
know that, like, you're going into a different phase of your life, and I see things changing for you. I see a woman around you. I don't know if you're in a relationship with someone.
No, not now. I lost.
Okay,
because
I'm getting the love is around you, and I'm getting I see a woman with lighter hair, like on the lighter side. It could be like sort of like a reddish color.
Uh-huh.
And I believe she may be like a little bit younger than you are.
Okay.
But I feel this woman is your soulmate. Okay.
What, like, do I? Is it like now in February or March? I mean, because I'm pretty much home
but like
now,
I. Yeah, I mean, when you're going to start to get out and everything is going to start to change for you, okay? But
okay.
I am getting you're going to have a very beautiful, you're manifesting a soulmate relationship, okay?
Right.
Call upon Archangel Raphael. He's our healing angel, and he's also
right.
the angel that connects you with a soulmate, okay?
Okay.
But like I said, she has a lighter, it's on the lighter shade, the hair, and to me it looks like sort of like a red, okay?
Okay.
And she
yeah,
appears
yeah.
to be a little bit younger than yourself.
All right.
Okay, so you're at a fork in the road right now, where you stand right now, Bryn, but you're gonna recover. It's what the angels are saying. Come, please know that you are going to recover. Every day when you wake up, say, I feel well, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And keep saying that, every day, I feel well, Every day I feel better and better. And that's what I have for you, Bryn. I'm going to turn
you
over to me. Please stay in touch with us, okay?
Thank you so much. Really
thank you.
Helps.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. What I have for you is, I'm showing that you've had this conflict lately and that there really is going to be a positive outcome to it. It's going to come through some type of resolve. I don't know if your injury was due to some type of accident or there's some sort of insurance claim going on, but it looks like that there is some sort of conflict going on, some back and forth. And that it is going to come to a positive resolution is what I'm hearing. And
okay.
so it just said, learn what you can out of the situation, though. And basically that means really review what everyone else's motives are. And, just make sure that you don't make any unwise choices, by moving too fast or saying something too short, too quick. Make sure that you think through thoroughly the situation before you speak or before you approach it. If they want you to make a decision really quick, say, well, I'd really love to do that, but I actually need to talk to somebody else about it. And you talk
okay.
to your divine self. You talk to your divine self about it and see what resolve you really feel you should come to. Don't be pressured into making a quick forced decision.
Now, what's the decision about what, specifically?
I would say about whatever it is that there's some sort of a conflict that you've been dealing with. Like I said, if your injury
yeah.
was due to an accident, it could be the resolution of that contract of, what they're going to pay, what you're going to settle with.
Right. Yeah, no, it wasn't an accident. It just broke when I was walking.
Oh.
My foot. Nothing happened to me. Like I wasn't hit by anything. But it might be. You might be speaking of a resolution about the path I want to go in because I'm a healer. I do foot reflexology and energy healing, and
uh-huh.
but I've been trying to move forward in a different direction, and I'm not, and that's been the conflict. I'm not quite sure. What's next in my life in terms of my healing?
Okay, well, what I'm hearing is one of those choices could be actually unwise. And what you need to do is learn what you can from this situation that you've been in. Step back and really review what your motives are and if there's anyone else involved, what their motives may be. and really take a step back and really review the situation is what I'm being told. I'm not always told what the situation means. I kind of have to leave that up to you. I'm delivering the messages.
Sure.
I believe divine figures, you already know what I'm talking about. And that is how it often happens for me, is I will deliver messages and I'll finish my reading with, and I have no idea what any of that meant. And the person will go, oh, but I do. And so that's just it. That's what divine messages are about, and being a channel and, you know, delivering messages, is we don't always get specifics. You know, it's for you to work out the details. And also, even in messages, they can't always be a super clear for the simple fact that our own personal choice, we have that personal choice, and that can shift at any, it can shift the direction of what anything is going in a moment's notice, because you used your own personal choice instead of saying, you know, you ask the divine and they give you a message, and then you, at the very end, you go, I don't want to do that. I'm going to do this. And you use that personal choice, and it switches everything up. And so that's what, you know, sometimes it seems vague, but really from what this is, you know, you're really told to you know, take the time and review all the, you know, the situations, because one of those choices could not, you know, really is not going to be the right one. And so it has to do with other people's motives. But I do see that times are going to get happier for you. They're going to become more positive. Really, you really can make some optimistic long-term plans, because you are on the right path. And I've got Archangel Jophiel coming forward and showing me a star, which really shows me that you need to reach for the stars. You need to go ahead and make the positive changes and be optimistic about your plans. Your inner wisdom is what you need to rely upon. Trust that inner wisdom. But, like, you know, it's wonderful that you're meditating, because that's what you do, is you set your intention in your before you drop into a meditation, and then your answers do come to you throughout that meditation. That's how they're able to connect with you personally. So as you get those messages, trust that inner wisdom and take that appropriate action that they tell you to. You know, things are going to be improving in your life. There is actually going to be some really healthy changes, possibly even a change in occupancy. So you could be either, you know, moving in with someone else or moving to a different home life situation, or you may be allowing someone to move in with you. But I'm just seeing some type of change within the occupancy. And the situation will be improving. But just know that right now you are blossoming. You are just getting started. So please have the patience with yourself, because it is a process. Do not give up. It is a process. Continue to do your meditations. Continue to listen to your own personal inner wisdom. And everything will be made clear to you. And that's the message I have for you today, Brian. All right. Thank you so much for calling me.
Take care.
You what?
Thank you both.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to pick you up today. I almost missed you. Your call dropped to the bottom of my list, and I happened to scroll down, and I went, wait, that caller's been on for a long time. So thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it, and hope to hear from you again soon. Bye-bye. All right. That brings us down to the end of our show. DC, I am honored to be with you here this week, as I am every week. Although we missed last week, didn't we? Oops, sorry. That was my fault. But we do love being here and being able to share with you. DC, I love you. Thank you for honoring me with your time and sharing.
Well, you know what? It's a blessing for both of us. We've been together for quite some time now. We started our journey together. We still remain, and it's just growing into something more beautiful.
Yes. Yes, it certainly is. And, you know, I can even feel myself, I kind of had a wall for really this last year, and I truly, truly am seeing a lot of shifting going on. And so I'm expecting that to bring me to higher and higher places and having a greater connection with the divine, which is what I choose to do. So, and I know DC does. She's actually progressed really far this year. And so we want to thank everyone for coming, and we look forward to hearing from you all again. Call in soon, and if you didn't get on this week, call back in, and we will try to get you on next week. Thanks for calling. Bye, DC. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Eileen. God bless everyone.
Bye-bye.